familiar. Might be worth a second look. Wrapping up dope in a paper bag, talking to yourself, taking a drag. Get past the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you write. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now and then give it hell. Someday you'll find what you're looking for.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Saturday night, when boy Saturday. All right, boys and girls, a little double shot of... Wow, my headphones are really loud. Of the Foo Fighters, of course, to start off the show, as we always do every Friday. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. It is the seventh day of June. Wow.
It's the seventh day?
17th. Oh.
Yeah.
Did I say 17th or 7th?
It's all right. I thought we switched to the metric system.
No, I'm just dyslexic. I was going to say the 71st day, actually. Welcome to the show, boys and girls. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And, of course, sitting across from me is the beautiful Tina Marie and the funny man. And we are very pleased to have him here, as we always do. How are you doing, Christopher?
Well, it's the first time I ever heard anyone say pleased and my name in the same sentence. So thank you for your kindness and understanding.
So, it is Father's Day weekend, and I would be the first to wish you a happy Father's Day, Christopher.
Yeah.
On your dog.
Yes, yes. And my two cats.
And your two cats. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It all works. And so, you guys got any Father's Day requests? I'd be happy to hit us up on our Facebooks. Myself, Tina Marie, Christopher, but he doesn't check them. The Giddy Up page, or give us a call here at 617-627-3800. And we have, actually, unfortunately, we may have to end the show just a little short today, but you will still get your full enjoyment of entertainment. You'll get your weekend weather, you'll get your great rock and roll music, and Amy Nachbar segment of the music beat on the street. And, of course, some silly news from Tina Marie. So, how are you guys doing? How was your week? I was sick all week, and I'm sorry. I probably sounded really very congested.
Man cold.
it could be a man. Well, obviously, it's a man cold. It's not a boy cold.
You acted like a boy.
Well, that's how men do it when they get a cold. I'd rather have a broken arm, and I'd be fine.
Tell me about it.
I'd be out in 10 minutes. But, yeah,
a cold. You should have seen him. It was
kept me, bedridden.
Bedridden.
Yeah, for a good 3 days straight. It was awful.
He had a Santa Claus beard all grown in.
I did. I looked like Chris right now, actually.
He did.
Yeah, it was a pretty good beard going. I was going to put a ponytail in it.
Oh, nice.
I was going to do a ZZ Top kind of thing. But how was your week, Chris?
It was a good week. I did not work this week.
Beautiful week.
Needed the mental break. Last night, went to go see...
You definitely need a mental break. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oof. How was The Cure, by the way?
They are one of the best-sounding bands you will ever hear
even
in your life.
Right?
Yes.
I'm going to have to play some Cure for you, buddy.
And the audience, I mean, the place was packed. It was one of the hardest tickets I had to get in a while. But, I mean, they played, I think it was about 10,000 seats at the Aganis Arena. You know, we saw the White Stripes before.
Right, right. Yep.
So it's about 10,000 seats. They could have easily done the Garden. But
really?
It's just, you know, they went out there. They're test driving some new material for a new album. And
Come up with some new music, huh?
Yeah, I guess somebody asked you. Nobody's doing it anymore. I mean, you know, later on, if you want, we can talk about 20 rock albums that turned 20 in 2016. And it's amazing that the dichotomy of music that's 20 years old to what you hear today. This is, you know, album-driven music with, you know, every track was a winner. To today, you're downloading... You know, singles here, there, and everywhere. Nothing's really cohesive.
I agree, and right. It was like when we seen who did we see?
The Cult.
The Cult.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're talking old school music, right?
Yeah.
They were amazing.
They're rock stars. They're
amazing.
Great.
That's when rock stars were rock stars.
Oh, Ian Astbury is one of the most underrated frontmen in rock history. He is awesome. And Billy Duffy, the guitar player, great, great player.
Billy Duff, oh, yeah.
Oh, love him.
He's awesome. Almost as good as you, Christopher.
Better than me.
All right, so 2:17 in the afternoon, and we're going to take a quick break, play a couple more great rock and roll songs, and this one will definitely be for Christopher, and I'm sure he heard it yesterday, but it's a perfect song for Friday.
And I did hear it yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
We played it.
And we'll be back with some shout outs, and we get a lot going. We're going to try to condense into a shorter show than usual. But tell us what. Hold on. I got a phone call here. Should I take this phone call?
Make sure it's not the police.
Well, man. All right, hold on. WMFO, you're live in the air. Please do not swear.
Hello?
Mom.
What?
Okay, what? Mom?
What are you kidding me? I'm not Mom. You're live on the air.
What? What's the matter?
What time are we taking pictures of prom?
Are you kidding me? you really couldn't call her phone?
Yeah.
You couldn't call her phone. You're calling the radio station.
He knows the phone number. That's funny.
You want to call between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll text you.
Oh, okay. My.
All right.
Bye.
I can't believe he called. That's so cute.
Really, you have to put those kids in the closet every Friday from 2 to 4.
Well, the other kids are just getting out of school, but he got out early.
That's funny. Obviously, he was listening to the show.
Or he knows the number. I don't know.
All right. Well, now tell us what we're listening to, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Great.
So that was the other side. That was the first one from the other side. Red Sun Rising. Excuse me, because wow, I love that song.
It's a great song.
It really is. It's like old school, classic rock and roll almost. You know. Anyways, boys and girls, 2:26 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And I kid when I say state, it is 71 degrees. And it's what I like to call a peekaboo sun. Because it's, you know, not completely sunny, but it's, I'm going to say it's like a 7 on the SWAS meter. If you will. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up. At this time, welcome back, Christopher, funny man, and the beautiful Tina Marie. And at this time is when we like to appreciate all our listeners and let them know. What are you doing? Prom things?
You can still talk. I'm listening.
Well, things I pull out of my bag.
This is your segment, unless you want me to skip it.
No. When you introduced me, I would have been ready. You didn't have to interrupt what I was doing.
Unless you skip it. We must skip it. Skip it good.
Anyways.
Tina's got the shout-outs. Unless we skip it. Are we gonna move along? Do we have to skip it?
We might have to. All right, Tina Marie, take it away with our shout outs, please.
We won't skip it.
Jennifer Kanarazinski, Leadham. Mar and Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick.
I'm just curious, who's Mar?
Mar.
Who's Mar?
You know Mar. Everyone has a Mar.
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 It's a Boston thing, Mar. I guess. That's one thing we need to do, like, a little segment on. On all the things that
Mar
people from around here, how we pronounce things. That would be a great segment. Because actually, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, were we going to open that bar, the most violent bar in the world, called the Mar and Mame?
Mar and Mame?
Yeah.
Come into the Mar and Mame. It's ladies' night. Get a beat not ladies' night at Mar and Mame.
We always interrupt her shout-outs.
I said three names.
Well, that was enough.
I got 4 pages.
Well, giddy up.
All right, buckle in, people.
Michael Bobo. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell.
Which you can't get in without a 3-day reservation.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to call. Oh, you should have called the other day.
Yes, I went at noon for a late breakfast on last Sunday.
Yeah, and you waltzed right in?
I waltzed in.
Wow, he was lucky. Yeah. He's family, though, so.
Well, he doesn't want to pull the family card, though.
No.
Well, he didn't want to, but he was starving, so he did. He actually ate it in the kitchen.
I asked Bill if he needed any help back there, and I hucklebucked him.
The old hucklebuck.
Yeah, the old hucklebuck. Started eating off the grill. Brought my own fork.
Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight.
All right, so that's 3 more you got through now. Yeah. Are we going to interrupt?
Well, his first name is Verb.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of the Lounge on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.
And Double P's been on the past couple weeks.
She's pepping up the place.
She's pepping it all up.
She's double peeing.
If she went to the bathroom twice, she did. Captain Wayno, working
on the highway.
Working for the big coach
somewhere.
Bus. Yeah.
Yes. We don't know. Usually I hear from him, but we didn't hear from him today. So
I know.
So maybe he's out of range somewhere.
It's the mystery bus.
Or he's busy. Kenny Melanson, Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Jim, and all those crazy kids on the big yellow 93 bus.
That's right.
Karen Whitman.
Good kids, though. Good kids.
They are good kids. Katie Lyons Tardiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha, and Robert Wynn. And I'd like to give a special get well, hope you feel better soon, Bob. He's back in the hospital again with treatments. So we want to say feel better soon, Bob.
Send our prayers and love.
Mm-hmm. Mary Canavan, Masin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL.
The ATL.
Frankie, the mustache of Medford.
Who was here with us last week.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much, Frankie.
Any second now, he should be messaging me.
And Tom Selleck has been ringing my phone off the hook. If that's even a saying anymore, but he has been so jealous that we have had Frankie on and not him.
Yeah.
Probably like, hey, we found a better mustache.
I mean, what can you do? You find a better mustache, you go with it.
Right.
It's showbiz, Tommy Selleck. If you can't deal, hit the bricks. Tell your story walking.
Okay, now go back to Friends. Go ahead, Selleck.
Go ahead. Tell it to Higgins over there in PI land.
Denise Fioretti Mamelet, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Cab number 19, get well wishes for Chet. Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel, driving around, getting fares with his Brewski shirt on. Christine Fantasiastic. He does. I see him all the time. Buddy Nicole and Chloe.
I seen him today when I stopped by the office.
Oh, you did?
He had his Dale Earnhardt shirt instead of the Brewski.
Yeah. Because maybe it's a big race this weekend. He's getting all geared up for it. Bob and Gigi. Irish Eddie Codea Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo. Yes. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
Bueno.
Chris Lyons. Mark Gayhart. Amy D. Domenico. John Abbas Buckley. Brian Scurio. Adam McClain.
Brian Scalabrini? What?
What?
Scalabrini? He listens?
He listens to the show? Come on, what do you think?
Scal,
what do you think? Is it a ham and egg show?
Well, if Scalabrini's listening, it must be.
True.
There's nothing better to do sitting on the end of the bench listening to old giddy-up shows.
Bonnie Termash.
Wayno says hello to the best trio ever.
Hello.
Bonnie, Tina, and Chris. We love to hear some Guns N' Roses. Happy Father's Day. Yes. And happy Father's Day to you,
happy
too,
Father's
sir.
Happy
Father's Day, Wayno.
Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser.
What is Gail Bracken, by the way?
Gail Bracken is somebody I went to school with.
No, what is she Bracken?
Oh, I don't know. She has a sister, Dale. They're twins.
Is she
Dale and
like
Dale.
A Bracken a D cup? Or?
No. She listens, though, I think. She has a
awesome.
Twin, Gail and Dale.
So you knew who were Bracken the day.
I did. Totally Bracken.
Hey,
today.
What are you Bracken down there?
I ain't Bracken. It's the real deal.
Don't bracket if you can't hack it.
Gets sillier and sillier.
That was a good one. I said that pretty quick. Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali.
Yeah.
Oh, rolling in the dough or the Scali fortune.
I'm off the Scali bread now. I'm off it.
I'll call him. He's my cousin. He's from Somerville, too.
I've had it.
Rosemary and Ed Lyons. That would be my mom and dad.
Yes, that's mom and dad.
My ma. It's my ma.
Hi, moms.
Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Charlotte Connors. John Pierce. Tammy Clegg. Ramon Lopez. Mike Mangan. Charlie McCarthy. Colleen Shea. And Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamaco Moquin. And a special shout out to the juniors of Everett High. Have a good junior prom tonight.
Don't get nobody pregnant.
Yeah, that might not happen.
Oh, wait, that's a double negative.
Yeah.
It is.
You just jinxed somebody.
To quote the great Tracy Morgan, somebody gonna get pregnant tonight.
That's right.
That's right. Well, well.
You know, Chris, somebody gonna get pregnant tonight. Well, yeah. Thank you.
That was a combination
of what? Of Tracy Morgan and who?
Horse face.
Oh, okay. Well,
Chris doesn't know.
Nobody
that.
Knows.
That's Ooh. Just our joke.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that. Somebody is gonna get pregnant tonight, though.
Why do you have to do that with your shoulders?
You have to, because you have to have the whole character. Well, thank you, Tina Marie, for all those shout-outs. We're going to send it back to Pine B. He's my boy in the hood. Go have my cousin Craig come down there.
Well, it's glad to see you recover from your accident.
Right? I know. Right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie, for those shout-outs. Oh. And thank you all for listening in. And it is 2:37 in the afternoon. We're going to come back. We got a little segment from the Funny Man coming up. And, of course, some silly news. And Miss Nakbar will be calling in with the beat on the street, the music beat on the street. Mm-hmm. Or as we call it, the Nakbar Minute now. I don't know.
The Nakbar Minute. Brought to you
so
by
anyways, kids.
Snickers.
We'll be right back. We're going to play a couple tunages, of course. This one goes out to Wayno, and then I'm going to play one from my two compadres across from me. So tell us what we're listening to, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Thank you, kids.
We'll be right back.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. On the stairs, cause I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait here. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. take it, 'cause I can't take it. Thank you.
Are you getting it? Are you getting it? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
Are you all getting it? Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 2:51 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO on the beautiful Tufts University in Medford, Boston.
The actual Tufts campus.
Unlike
BU,
actual...
which has a street.
It is boogie.
Uh-oh.
It is 71 degrees, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Ma, I can't find my underwear for the prom, Ma.
I believe we have a phone call. Excuse me, will I take this? WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hey, Paulie, this is Rosemary from Norfolk, Mass. Just calling to say I'm thoroughly enjoying the show today.
Your daughter's laughing. Well, thank you, Rosemary.
Have you seen us on the live Facebook stream? You can see our pretty faces.
I have seen it.
So where you live, they don't drink, they don't smoke, Norfolk.
only at this house that happens.
Oh, enough!
Well, thank you.
No, really, I'm enjoying it. You're giving me some laughs, making me feel better.
There you go. Well, I hope you feel better,
that's
hon.
That's the job.
I'm sorry to hear you were sick. I'm hoping you...
Yeah, I've been...
Man cold.
Oh, stop it. I've had a man cold, yes.
I had extreme case of the cooties.
It was a boy cold.
Well, thank you for calling in, Rosemary. Did you want to say something to your daughter?
Happy early birthday, but hope we're going to get together, but I know you're busy that week with getting the girls off to camp.
Yeah, I am.
All right, so we can hook up. You call me when you're free, and we'll get together.
Yeah, okay. We'll go to the Eastern Pearl.
Yeah. And I'll even buy you one of those beers, Paulie.
Oh, the Sapporo.
Sapporo's.
Very nice.
$25 can of beer.
Yeah. You know why they call it a Sapporo? Because you're pretty Sapporo when you're done paying for it.
Who is that on the show with you? That guy is a riot.
That's the funny man, Chris.
That's my
hello, hello.
God, he's awesome.
That's thank you.
That's my best friend. That's the funny man.
Yeah,
that's Chris. He's awesome.
We met when we were Undertakers back in the 70s. We had to keep our sense of humor.
All right.
Well, you're doing a good job of it.
Thank you, Rose.
Bless you.
All right, honey.
I'll
talk to you
soon, guys. Have a good day.
You
too. Bye, Mom.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, well. What are you doing?
I'm videoing.
All right.
I don't want to do it on myself. It makes my face look really
I don't want to do it on myself. That's why she has a boyfriend.
I only did it on myself when I was a teenager.
Hey, sometimes you never stop that.
Anyways, so 2:55 in the afternoon. Are you going to just keep panning, or do you want to do a story? It doesn't matter.
I'm
going to
do a story.
Or do we want to have Chris? All right, Chris.
I got to do the story because then I have to go.
All right. Well, you can go. No, do the story and then go.
That's what I said. All right.
All right,
so
Mama.
This happened in Indianapolis, Indiana. They were having a staff award banquet at Scotty's Brew House.
Yes.
Scotty's.
They were giving out...
You got to love Scotty's.
No kidding.
Because that's the only time you can find them is at Scotty's.
Yeah. They were giving out awards like best bartender, best server, you know, nice hostess, great personality, the hostess. And then they called this one girl up and they gave her the award for best butt.
Hey.
What?
Did she have a lot of excuses?
Best butt.
Butt.
And then after they gave her the award in front of 50 people.
Hey.
Management told her to turn around so everyone could take pictures of her butt.
Did they?
Yeah.
And she did?
And she did, but she was in like just wow. She was like embarrassed.
Well, she wasn't forced.
No, she wasn't forced. But
you know, 20 years ago, that was a compliment.
Yeah.
What, are you kidding me? You gotta love voluptuous women.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if they're playing the song for you. You know that she had a good butt.
So.
She was offended, bottom line.
She was offended, but, But, is that.
butt.
I said butt. Is that actual sexual harassment?
Did she accept the award?
She did, I think.
I can't see the harassment.
She may be filing a complaint with the EEOC.
What, that the award wasn't big enough? Maybe they should have given her a $50 gift card to go with it. Maybe she would have been happy.
That was an assault, if I ever heard it.
An assault.
Oh, you cheeky bastard.
I am a
cheeky. Right?
I'm a cheeky monkey.
Chris threw cheeky.
I'm actually a baboon. A babut. Oh, my.
Chris is so serious.
I haven't turned the joke machine back on yet.
Not yet.
Does the video change the whole scheme of it, or?
I don't know. So what else do we have on the butt report?
Nothing. That was it.
Ah,
I think she left after that.
What was her name again?
Embarrassed. Her name is. They don't give her name.
Fartbox.
Tammy Fartbox.
Oh yes, they don't give her name because she doesn't want to be anybody to know.
She didn't want a couple of idiots like us Google imaging her ass.
Right, exactly.
Excuse me. I believe.
Because now she's all over the internet.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Chris Lasky. I'm from Stoneham, Mass. And my band is called Cooped Out. And we're playing at the Hard Rock tonight.
Oh, sweet.
And, cool.
We got an excellent review from Examiner Magazine by Amy.
Right.
Hi, Chris.
She told us to call in.
That's cool. No, no worries. You call us in the middle of a weird moment. But I hope you listen anyways. And the page, please. But go ahead. Lay it on us.
Yeah, so my band's Cooped Out. We're playing at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Cooped Out? Are you a cover band or are you...
Original band. We throw some covers in there.
Right on.
The show starts at 8 o'clock and we're on at 10 to 11.
And how much is that?
I believe it's $15 at the door.
$15? All right, cool.
Yeah, not a bad price.
No, not at all. Especially on a Friday night to go out, yeah.
Yeah. Chris, you have a website or something that we could... plug for you too?
We're on Facebook. That's the main way we communicate with everybody. So just Cooped Out. And we have a bunch of social media stuff on there and videos and music on iTunes. It's actually our EP release. So it's our first show with that.
Now, which handsome guy are you in the band?
Chris, could you hold 1 second? I think Amy's calling right now too.
Okay.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hey guys, it's Amy now.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
We got Chris on the line as well.
Oh, terrific. Yep. I was going to tell you, we got a special guest today. Cooped Out is doing their CD release party at the Hard Rock tonight. I'm actually leaving Newport. Come on, in unison, my home away from home.
Look at that.
just to get back up to Boston to photograph them at the Hard Rock tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, very cool.
Oh, cool.
Amy.
I'm hearing crackling.
Hey, Amy, this is Chris. Are you in Newport right now?
I'm in Newport right now. Where are you?
Well, I'm in the studio. Can you do me a favor? Can you go to Franklin Street and get me a Portuguese sailor sandwich?
how about I swing by Sloan's Clam Shack and pick up a whole order of clams and bring them up to the Hard Rock?
That sounds like a good sound.